Restrictions. The lawn is lemon yellow, a knee of the house. Not scraped, but sunburnt, tight. No words can recall its Florida winter, those choices between cold and wet. I don't care if I get fined, my mother says, and puts her finger to the mouth of the hose to fan the hot water over her collection of spider plants. At night I can hear the crickets watching me, posed weightless on the leaves. They do not breathe, nor do I, nor do we sleep. The backyard holds its breath, silent, not hot, but dark. The brass rim of the hose burns my thigh, leaves a pink welt, like a kiss. I want to hold it over my head and let it flow down my neck, down my shirt, but I am afraid. I feel the hose stiffen. With just one squeeze from my hand, it would burst. The umbrella tree loses its leaves first. The yard is littered with its beached canoes. Then the palms. My mother pulls the orange fronds from the crowded trunk, her brown shoulders growing large and square. I don't know how much longer I can take this, she says, drinking from the hose, which she's left running all morning, the water pooling around her ankles.